Okay, welcome back to Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show on this Friday night, the fastest 2 hours in radio, as the NFL, the college football conversation, will continue. And right now it is time to catch up with our NFL insider, and that is the former first-round draft pick with the Carolina Panthers, Jason Peter. Good evening, Jason. It's good to have you with us tonight.
How you doing, E?
Well, I'm great. It's only 2 weeks away before the preseason gets underway. That is hard to believe. And I am anxious to get your pulse, your preview on your former team with the Panthers. They're coming off their first playoff appearance in 5 years. Are they going to be a contender, or are they going to still be a pretender?
Well, if history tells us anything, it's not going to be a great year for Carolina. No team has won the NFC South in back-to-back years, ever. And Carolina obviously won the division last year, so if you look into the history books, it's not going to fare well for them. But there's always a first time, I guess. And, you know, certainly I think they're built, you know, to make another run. A lot like every team in the NFL, which is a quarterback-driven league, has to do with the signal caller, and that's Cam Newton. And, you know, will he be able to keep taking those steps forward, or will he hit a wall like a lot of quarterbacks do? I mean, he's still a young guy, and he's going to make mistakes. But you know, there's certainly going to be a different feel to this team. You know, Steve Smith, who was there when I was there, you know, he's now gone, and he's been kind of that locker room guy. You know, I feel like Steve was still making plays. He was still a guy who could who could help the Panthers. But I think in order for Carolina to maybe go to that next level, they need not new leadership, but the guy that they want to be in control in the locker room, on the field. I think that's obviously Cam Newton. And it's tough when you've had a guy that's been there for, you know, 10-plus years. You know, how do you have a young quarterback be that leader when you've got that guy in the locker room? So now with Steve gone, I think they're going to have great, great expectations. Not that they haven't already for Cam, but I think they're going to be looking for him to raise not just his level on the field, but I just think the overall impact that he has on the entire franchise.
You know, Jason, you bring up a number of great points, and in hour one, we were talking with our very own Sean Salisbury, who, of course, was spent 10 years as a quarterback in the NFL, and I had asked him, you know, what does it take to be a winning quarterback in this league? And so let's kind of hit on, in terms of with Cam Newton, his success, his maturity, we are continuing to see him evolve. What has been the key to that? Do you think it's been in terms of simplifying the offense?
I just think it's he's matured. If listeners remember, it was just a couple years ago when he would have a bad game and you'd see this guy show up in the post game pressers, and you know, just head down, answering questions with one and two word answers, and you just can't be that guy, at least anymore. You know, there's just too much media out there, there's too much coverage, there are too many questions being asked to just go into a presser and, you know, have your head down and mumble answers. That's not what fans want. It's not what, you know, teammates want. It's not what ownership wants, especially when you are kind of that face of the franchise. They're paying you a lot of money to be that guy, and I think he made a lot of improvement in that area last year. And you know, like I said before, I'm sure they're looking at him to make even more. The guy is, he's a physical freak. I mean, he's as big as some defensive lineman in the NFL. But you know, he runs like a wide receiver. He's got moves like a running back. He's got a cannon for an arm. It all has to do with above the shoulders with Cam Newton. That's everything. It's understanding the offense. It's when you need to be vocal, when not. All of these things that go into being a guy, and let's face it, I mean, every NFL team hopes that their signal caller will eventually turn into either the guy that's calling plays up in New England or the guy that's out in Denver. Those are the two kind of the two players in the league that every team hopes their guy will turn out to be like. Obviously, they're different types of quarterbacks, but just in terms of the importance and the impact that he has on their respective teams.
Sure. Jason Peter with us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. We'd love for you to connect with us online at Twitter, at E Radio Sports. And as we zero in on the Carolina Panthers and quarterback Cam Newton, do you think, Jason, that he perhaps had too much responsibility those first two seasons?
You know, it's hard to say. Every team, every coach deals with it a different way, and obviously circumstances surrounding each team, I think, dictate how they're going to approach young quarterbacks. You see some guys get thrown right into the fire. Robert Griffin kind of got thrown right into the fire and succeeded his first year, and then obviously, had an injury, but the second year, not even close to what happened in the first year. And, Cam was a guy who kind of got thrown into the fire as well. But then you see other guys that are able to spend some time. The Aaron Rodgers, he obviously is somebody that a lot of people point to when that topic of discussion comes up, whether or not you play a quarterback right away or not. I think the chances are that it will benefit a guy. Now, I don't know if you want him to sit on the bench, let's say like Aaron Rodgers did for 4 or 5 years, but most teams don't have Brett Favre as their starting quarterback. So it's just hard. Andrew Luck, who came in and kind of took the league by storm. I don't know if you can answer that, one answer for everybody. I think you have to look at it on an individual basis. And Carolina, when Cam first got there, they weren't the greatest team in the world. I guess they just felt like what they were going to ask him to do, he could handle it. And I don't think any coaching staff or organization goes in thinking, let's just throw this guy to the fire so, we destroy his mentality for, the next 3 or 4 years of his life so that we get no value out of this guy. I think they're all kind of dealing with it from the moment that he walks in the door. They're always kind of evaluating in terms of, the maturity level, the athleticism, how he's grasping the playbook, how his teammates are, with him, how he responds to his teammates. I mean, there's a lot of things that teams are always watching when they bring in new players.
Former NFL and Husker great Jason Peter is with us tonight with our Under the Helmet segment. He joins us each and every week. Hey, Jay, we just got to take a quick commercial break and we'll be rejoined. We'll talk some more as we get ready for the start of the 2014 NFL season.